were standing here today. What kind of men might they be? Would they have bad habits, marriage problems, financial difficulties, health issues? Maybe they were tormented by past sin or personal failures. Would they have believed that they and the rest of the Jews were the only saved people in the world, and many other possible issues? And now, all of us, do we have bad habits, marriage problems, financial difficulties, health issues, or maybe we are tormented by past sins or personal failures? Do we believe that we are the only believers in the world, and perhaps many other issues? Now, let's get back to Simon, Andrew, James, and John. What did Jesus do for them? Did he not call them? Did he not make them his own? Did he not walk with them? Did he not die on the cross for them and then rose on the third day? Did he not bring the kingdom of God to them with the forgiveness of sins, the promise of eternal life, and the gift of the Holy Spirit? Did he not call them and make them his disciples and became fishermen of men? And what about us? Has he not called us? Has he not made of his own? Is he not walking with us today? Has he not died on the cross for us? Has he not risen from the dead? Has he not brought the kingdom of God to us with the forgiveness of sins, the promise of eternal life, and the gift of the Holy Spirit? Is he not calling and equipping us to be his disciples and become fishermen of men? Jesus dictates Simon, Andrew, James, and John as his own, preparing and equipping them to be his witnesses in Jerusalem, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. He made them his very own fishermen of men. Through them, with his word of promise and salvation, God's kingdom was made manifest through Jesus, their Lord and Savior. And what about us? We are his very own through baptism in his name. We have given a new nature and we have given a new name. He is, in fact, preparing and equipping us to be his witnesses in St. Louis, Missouri, Los Angeles, California, Miami, Florida, Washington, D.C., and to the ends of the earth. He has made us and continues to make us his fishermen of men. Through us, with his words of promise and salvation, God's kingdom is made manifest through Jesus, our Lord and Savior. And now, empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are truly fishermen of men. Do you think that Simon, Andrew, James, and John were forgiven, equipped, and empowered for ministry by God's grace to proclaim salvation in the precious name of Jesus? Did the Holy Spirit move then to be faithful instruments of God's word? And what about us? Do you think that we are forgiven, equipped, and empowered for ministry by God's grace to proclaim salvation in the precious name of Jesus? Has the Holy Spirit moved us and continues to empower us to be faithful instruments of God's word? It looks like, dear brothers and sisters, that we are not that different from Simon, Andrew, James, and John. The reason for this is living in and under God's grace, given to us freely, even though we do not deserve it. Today, when we come as we are to the Lord's table, we will receive the multiple blessings from Jesus himself, just as Simon, Andrew, James, and John, being with Jesus, received the same blessings. Thanks be to God for allowing us to be fishermen of men through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.